U.S. postal trucks spew tons of dangerous air pollutants while delivering mail throughout the country. Advocates say the agency's giant fleet is perfect for conversion to electric vehicles. But so far, it's been under-delivering on that goal. WHYY Susan Phillips reports Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and 13 other states are suing the Postal Service over its plans to replace its fleet with more gas-guzzling trucks.
On its way to deliver more packages, a hulking white postal truck revs its engine on a busy street in North Philadelphia. It's one of more than 140,000 postal delivery trucks on the road today that get an average of 8.2 miles to the gallon. It has no air conditioning, no airbags, no anti-lock brakes, and it's likely more than 30 years old. Mike Foster is with the American Postal Workers Union, which represents the mechanics who fix the trucks.
Some days it's an exercise in futility. Other days it's an exercise where you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. You often find that the mechanics and the technicians are taking parts from one vehicle in order to keep another vehicle in service.
Everyone agrees the postal fleet needs replaced. Foster says electric vehicles would cut air pollution, especially in places already suffering from bad air quality, like poor communities and communities of color. Charging stations at postal facilities could also provide a national network for public use, and at the same time, help the Postal Service with additional revenue.
We believe that the electric vehicles are going to certainly be the wave of the future. Now, the question is that how soon will the Postal Service come into the future?
The Postal Service signed a contract last year for 165,000 new trucks. The majority would be gasoline powered. After planning to purchase just 10% electric vehicles, Democratic Congress members pushed back. So it upped that number to 20% electric vehicles. Climate activists and members of Congress are still furious, though, and say the majority of delivery trucks should be electric. Here they are protesting outside Postal Service headquarters in D.C. in April. Lennox Yearwood from the Hip Hop Caucus led the group.
The time is now to transition from fossil fuels to clean energy.
The Postal Service cites costs as a barrier to purchasing more electric vehicles. Victoria Stevens oversees the new vehicle contract. Stevens told a congressional hearing in April that the Postal Service looked at more than 200,000 carrier routes, assessed fuel and maintenance costs, as well as the cost to purchase EVs and build the charging stations.
We found that the benefits are not enough to overcome the higher costs over the 20-year life of the vehicle.
At that same hearing, Republican Congressman James Comer accused Democrats of pushing a political agenda.
They want to mandate the Postal Service buy at least 75% electric vehicles to be a guinea pig for their radical Green New Deal agenda.
But EPA called the environmental review of the plan seriously deficient. And an analysis by the Government Accountability Office says the Postal Service based its conclusions on flawed assumptions. Underestimating fuel costs, it projected a price of gas two decades into the future that is almost half the current national average. On the other hand, it overestimated the cost of electric batteries. The Postal Service also assumed higher maintenance costs for EVs that are contrary to evidence, according to the GAO. Led by Trump appointee Louis DeJoy, the Postal Service didn't even consider emissions reductions as a cost saver. Scott Huckberg is an attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity.
I think what we've seen is that Louis DeJoy is concerned about cutting cost above all else. That can lead to a skewed view when you have to take into account the longer-term impacts of these decisions.
The Center for Biological Diversity, together with the Sierra Club, sued the Postal Service. It's one of three lawsuits that are pending. Huckberg says the Postal Service didn't even begin to conduct its environmental impact statement until after it had already signed a contract for the vehicles, something he says is a clear violation of federal environmental laws.
This is a highly unusual move. The purpose of environmental review is to inform the Postal Service's decision, not rubber stamp a plan it had already made.
The lawsuit argues for the court to stop payments on the new vehicle contract until a new environmental review is done.
The consequences of this are huge. The current plan locks in pollution to every American community for decades.
Hochberg says a proper analysis would show economic benefits for at least 95% of the fleet to be electric. Recently, Postmaster General DeJoy said he would file an amended environmental impact statement, hinting the Postal Service may be open to ordering more electric vehicles. Susan Phillips, WHYY News.